Simply Done, the podcast network.
Ready?
And this old world starts getting me down.
And people are just too much for me.
Before we start the show, can I say
up
something?
On the roof, when this old world starts getting me down. And there's a naked dude up on the roof. That's your Perry's going up on the roof. Remember from last week, up on the roof?
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios, at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm your pal Don Barris.
I'm Ball.
And I'm the king of Fright Night comedy, Scary Perry.
You haven't used that name in quite a while.
Why are you the king of Friday night comedy?
Not Friday night comedy.
Because we're not too... Well, the show
Fright
comes out
night,
on Friday.
Because I got to get back into doing stand-up, and it's been a while.
What?
I got to get back into doing stand-up.
I've given you a chance, and you still use the same jokes you had 19 years ago.
Did you guys see that new Fright Night movie?
No.
No, I haven't watched it. Why?
I don't know.
Well, if this is the first time you've ever heard this show before, I should tell you a little bit about us. We are the stars of the cult classic film Windy City Heat.
The Perry Project.
No, I don't call it that. Then we had we were on Ace Broadcasting for 42 shows. That's the Adam Carolla podcast.
We were, right?
Absolutely.
Till he was robbing us.
What?
Till he was robbing us.
You know something we don't?
What do you mean, robbing us?
Well, he was charging us up the ass.
What?
I call that robbery.
Well, explain yourself.
Well, you were telling me that he was charging us a fortune for the show.
Maybe I was lying to you.
All right.
Who are you going to believe, me or you?
Then I'm going to believe you.
Good call. Anyway, here's a little something you should watch out for during this show, because we're unlike any other podcast show, because what we do is what, Mole? Why are we different than every other podcast?
Okay. We talk about our own personal lives,
yes.
But we also mix in...
Hold on. Perry, do you know what it is?
Pop culture.
That's right. We combine our personal lives with pop culture, and that's why we are the podcast that everybody loves. So that's why we're different than everybody
else.
You know what I was thinking about? We should start a new segment, and we're going to give it a little try today. We don't have any music for it or anything like that, but... I started reading what people are saying on the internet, and they come up with some interesting things, and what they seem to be interested in, we should talk about a little bit more. What do you think about that?
Which is what?
Well, all right, for instance, I think that our listeners out there, they've got mixed feelings about you asking me for money for your father Cookie Caramello's operation.
Well, you know... His name is not Cookie, number one.
Well, he should be. That's what
that
people know him by.
That is what people know him as.
Yeah.
It's not Cookie.
Well.
Okay, it's Chris.
Everyone has nicknames. You're not the king of Fright Night comedy on your birth certificate.
No, you're not.
But that's what people know you as after tonight.
And you know what? He's more popular than ever. I mean, on Facebook, I see picture after picture of Cookie when he was part of the Navy.
As
see,
a cook.
It's
for
not
Cookie. That's
a picture
good enough
for me. Of him when he was part of the Navy. You don't have pictures of him on Facebook of when my father was part of the Navy?
Yeah, they do. They've been sending...
They don't
like
have pictures.
I saw a picture of the guy.
Me too.
I've got a picture of your dad on
maybe
there.
You don't know what your dad looked
dancing,
like.
The guy's
I know
dancing
what
on that
my
table
father
with
looked
no
like.
Shirt on, and he's just got those little sailor
That's
shorts on.
That's not him.
It says Cookie.
It's not him. It says...
Then why are people from the Cookie Caramello archive sending us pictures?
Because they're trying to fuck with me. And I'm going to use that word again. Fuck with me.
Huh. Interesting. Well, another thing that people seem to be really interested in. Now, last week, you dropped a bombshell on us, Mole.
I know. I was really sick, and I apologize.
No, no, no.
Next
not,
time, I'll go to the potty.
No, I'm not talking about what you did after the show. I'm talking about what you did during the show when
what
you
happened?
Told us that you had a twin brother named Eddie. And then I even listened to the show, and you said goodbye to him at the end of the show.
Yeah.
What's the deal with Eddie?
Eddie's like a weird guy because he was really super smart, and he developed all these really intense animal kind of weird animal experimentation serums that were government sponsored but not sanctioned.
But you've never mentioned them to us before.
He had a pinball machine in his apartment.
Well, that's why he's a cool guy.
You have a pinball machine?
No. Do you have one, Perry?
No.
Your apartment's kind of like a dust bowl. Anyway, one day I'd love to meet Eddie.
Yeah, I'd like to see him, too. It's been years.
Really? When's the last time you saw your twin brother?
There was a thing. I got what's called an electronic communique from him when he was in a government standoff in some woods in North Dakota. But after that, he disappeared. He said he was going off the grid.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Is it Molininsky too? Or did he change his name?
It's not LeBrant. I tell you that.
I remember some fucking idiot changed his name.
That's your brother's fake name.
Yeah, from Curvelo to LeBrant to LeBrante.
Now, do you have feelings about him? Like, they say that twins, they kind of like can sense things that their other twin is going through.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what's going on.
You think so?
Sometimes stuff happens that I go like, wow, look at that. I'm getting punched in the face. I'm getting like strapped onto a table and I'm having stuff injected into my head. I'm having the same animal serums that I developed turned on me and put into me.
That's crazy. That is crazy. You have nothing to say about this, Perry?
I'm in the Twilight Zone. Right
why is
now.
That? Because no, you are.
You guys
on
know
show.
That song? You guys know
no,
that song?
No, dee, dee,
now dee, 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 the Twilight Zone.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the theme from the Twilight Zone. What was Golden Earring's other big song?
Whipple hits the bone. Radar Love.
I'm boom, 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 boom.
Diggy, 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 diggy.
Perry, you haven't said a fucking word the entire show.
I'm,
why?
I'm fucked up.
What do you mean you're fucked up? You got one day a
very
week that you got something you're going to go on.
Very low
the
energy.
The rest of history, you're going to be on tape recording, and what you're saying now, which is nothing.
Well, what I want to do is scary, period. Well, I'll do my corner.
Well, why don't you set that aside? We're talking about other things.
Right. The radio's been a forgotten song.
You didn't say one thing about Mole's brother, Eddie.
I don't know who he is.
Nobody does. He's been, you guys, he was gone
you know
before
what
I hooked
think
up
he
with
is?
You guys.
What's I think it? he's wrapped up in the government conspiracy where they kidnap people and use them like fucking guinea pigs.
What? Why are you saying this in front of Mole? Are you fucking stupid?
It's not that I'm stupid.
Take your headphones off for just a second, Mole.
Why would you do this? He hasn't seen
his brother in years. Now you say he's being experimented on? Like
I don't know. I don't know.
But why would you bring that up?
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right, try to get out of it in some way. Mole, put your headphones back on. Wait till he puts his headphones on. Oh, by the way, while we're waiting for that, a lot of people also mentioned it's really nice of you to hire Dan Moreno's little brother to work on the show as our sound guy.
Mole.
He doesn't have a mic, but he's here. Go ahead.
Mole, I want to apologize.
What?
I want to apologize to you for making that comment about your so-called twin brother, Eddie. You know, about...
you mean about how the government might be using him to do experiments on him?
Yeah. I want to apologize about
pretty
that.
Pretty messed up, man.
Because I don't know if that could be true or not.
Exactly.
Okay.
You don't know if they're sticking super dog serum in his arm right now or anything.
But he's willing to talk about it, make an ass of himself. Super, you see, this is one reason.
Super dog, you know.
This is one reason that people are talking about you and they're actually happy about the fact that we may drop Perry's Corner from now on. Because you have nothing to say and you're always in this fucking mode.
I have nothing to say.
This is our fans. Or don't you give a shit about the fans?
I know something we can talk about.
I don't give
about.
A shit about the fans.
What's that? Yeah, you don't give a shit about the fans.
Yeah, right.
What fall shows is Perry looking forward to?
I haven't been paying attention to the, Whitney Cummings' show?
Okay.
Yeah, somebody that we've kind of had a problem with in the past.
Why
in
no,
stand-up.
Who's had a problem with Whitney?
I have.
Why?
Well, because she kind of gave me an attitude one time when I was doing stand-up years ago. Well,
tell us what happened.
And
Whitney Cummings, the star of the NBC show,
yes,
Whitney.
Yes.
And the creator of the CBS show, Two Broke Girls. executive producer Michael Patrick King from Sex and the City. He describes his new buddy comedy he's co-writing with Whitney Cummings as Laverne and Shirley on crack.
Wow.
True, it's a sitcom starring a brunette and a blonde. The former's Max, Kat Dennings, Streetwise waitress. And the other one is Caroline, Beth Bears.
Wow.
Maybe I should apologize. Maybe you should.
So
you start a war with somebody in that power of position? Not too bright, Perry. Well, not too bright. Let's hear what she did to you.
She didn't really do anything bad to me. It was just the attitude.
What was the attitude?
I mean, it was like, you know, you're just an open micer. You know.
What were you?
The same thing as I've been doing for the past 20 years, because the guy that helped create our movie, Windy City Heat, hasn't gotten me up out of anything but open mic.
Who's that? Who are you referring to?
You.
Really? So it's my fault that you haven't written one fucking thing in over 19 years?
Come on, Dan. How come he hasn't written anything new, dude?
What's his big joke? He talks about getting
mic crack. I like the spaghetti joke.
That's a good one. But then he always has
to
talk about...
Do the spaghetti joke.
The spaghetti joke goes back to the June of 1992.
All right, you don't need to explain a joke. Just do the joke.
No.
Let's hear the joke.
What's so funny about some guy, my cousin... that was barking at his daughter, barking at everybody at the fucking house party. What's so funny about that?
You're right. Nothing.
Thank you.
Well, tell the joke. Do the spaghetti joke. We ask you to do one thing. You can't do anything.
Oh, God. Why do I have to keep bringing up something?
Just do the fucking joke. Just do the fucking joke.
Spaghetti joke.
I can't even talk.
My arm hurts. I can't even talk.
I have neck surgery.
I can't do anything. I have no job. I have no money.
When can I get out of here?
Really? That's what you want to do? You know, another thing online people have been talking about, people were really, really creeped out when you talked about the story about Heather. Well, you tried grabbing her toes to play this little piggy.
I'm just
telling you what they're saying. And then last week you came up, here's why I did it. Because I was using the niece to start going out with the aunt. That's what you said last week. And people are going crazy about that.
What happened?
Well, Perry was playing little piggy with a girl he hardly knew at all. Then last week he talked about the reason I did that to her is because I wanted to get with the aunt.
Right.
Now,
the aunt's got a crush on me.
Right.
She might. All right, but here's what she wrote to you.
Oh. And
this is a Facebook post from the aunt.
Aunt Carol?
Yes.
Yeah, Aunt Carol.
Okay.
Go on.
Would you read that for us?
Hey, guys. Love the second podcast of the Big Three on Simply Dan, the podcast network. You guys rock. Very entertaining. Perry, can you hear me? Question mark. Do not engage with my niece, Heather M. She is not for you. Explanation point.
So, what do you think that means, Scaremaster?
It means leave Heather alone.
Whoa, nothing gets by you. Nothing gets by you.
Well, I'm not going to fucking deal with Heather. Probably won't deal with Carol either because of her attitude.
Because she doesn't want you going after her niece?
No, it's if Heather wants me, Heather can have me. But if Heather's going to become a pain in the neck, I don't even know why I should. Let me just fucking drop the subject altogether. Because
here we go. Drop it. Make it real, baby.
Yeah.
Drop a freestyle on that thing. Here we go.
Let's talk about what needs to be talked
about. Okay, well, let's go into the one last thing that I would say about 90% of the people online have been talking about.
Nick.
Nope.
What other?
Everybody thinks that you're in love with me.
What?
I'm just telling you what it says. Have you seen anything about that?
I never heard that.
No?
For years, but now it's really hitting like something's going on.
Why would I be in love with you?
Okay, one of the things that people keep talking about, during last week's show, you were eating cake from in between my toes, and they think that that kind of gives it away.
Oh, that was mole play.
Look.
Yeah, and we were doing a good job, yeah, but in hindsight, that's a little creepy.
Look, it's not to be done again. No, I'm not in love with you. Christ.
You know, can I say something? Can
Absolutely.
I say something?
How many shows have we done here?
It doesn't matter. Just go.
Yeah, it does matter.
It's a new studio here in a secret location in West Hollywood.
This is our third show.
Well, we got one more show and then I'm done.
What?
I said to this one, our producer, four shows and I'm done. If we don't have enough sponsors by show four, I'm out of here. Remember?
You really going to be that fucking stupid, you fucking nitwit?
Well, why am I not getting paid?
Because, first of all, you have absolutely no talent whatsoever. That's number
one.
I
have no talent because I've got nothing going on.
Then number two, you...
He does have no talent because he's got nothing going on, you guys.
All right. That is a good excuse.
There's nothing happening.
How about he has some new material? Dead. If he had some new material, he could get out there on these open mics.
Why don't we
write him some new material right now?
All right. I wouldn't mind.
Except then, what's going on right now, Scaremaster?
All right. How about this? How's this sound for an opening joke? Hey, look at me. I'm a fucking moron. And you say moron with a big, like, moron. Hey, look at me. I'm a big fucking moron.
I wish you wouldn't use that
that's
kind
not
of
a,
language.
That's not a that's, joke. That.
All right. Try it.
It's called setup punch.
No, you can do that.
That
setup
show
punch.
Show them how you would do that with the setup and punch, Scaremaster.
Hey, look at me. My name's Don Barris. I'm a big fucking moron.
Nobody laughed.
Because there's nobody here.
Okay, try it with you. Say, I'm a fucking moron, meaning you, Perry, is a fucking moron. Do it because I like the delivery. Did you like the delivery?
I'm not going to lie, it's catchy.
Hey, look at me over here. Yeah. I sound like Dice. Hey, look at me. I'm over here, yeah. I'm a big fucking moron.
That's funny as hell. Who wrote that for you?
You.
Oh, that's good. I'm a good writer.
You know what I scare myself? How about this as an opener? Just in all honesty. Just so people know who you are and you can kind of brand yourself with them when you step out there.
Wait a second. I think the world knows who I am.
I know that. But no, I'm saying where you are now. To do current stuff. You come out, you say, hey, everybody, Scary Perry here. Scary Perry, the king of Friday Night Comedy, the godfather of the O's. But I want everybody to know something. I'm also the guy who's not in love with Don Barry. I also want everybody to know I'm not a guy who's in love with Dan Barney.
Nobody ever said you're gay.
I'm not gay.
Nobody ever said
I
you're gay.
I never was gay.
Nobody ever
I'll
said you were.
I'll never be gay.
There's nothing I'm wrong
not
with it, but why
be
would...
I'm not going to be a fucking homo.
Nobody's calling you
the
gay.
The fucking faggot scene is not my fucking way of life. It's against my religion, number one. It's against the way I think, number two. And I want nothing to do with it, number three. So stop trying to make it look like... Oh, Scary Perry's got a crush on me.
I didn't say that. I'm telling you what 90% of the people online are talking
you
about.
Say, you're the guy
I
who's
see
not
anybody.
In
There's
love
nobody.
With Dan Barney.
Nobody ever says anything like
All
that
right,
on my
then,
email.
Then here's what I'd like to see. I would like to see how many people out there feel that Perry's in love with me. And just make mention on Facebook and direct it to Perry. And you'll see how many people feel that way. I'm just telling you, Perry.
Nobody.
Here's my personal feeling. I don't think you do.
Thank you.
I really don't. I've never thought you're gay. I think you're a man's man. I think you're kind of an animal when it comes to men grabbing someone's toes without them knowing you at all. You know, that's kind of crazy. But
I think he likes you, but he doesn't like you like you.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I'm a friend.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you're a friend with benefits.
Would you call it that?
Like eating cake out of your toes every now and then.
Now and then? I didn't even get paid for that either.
What? I know.
All right,
well,
all right. I'm going to tell you this.
Neither did Dan. Dan didn't get paid anything by you.
Hey!
You're the one getting up on it.
I work
You're pushing up
with
the pillow. It's the thing
station.
That you like to do. It's
hey,
your motherfucker. Fetish. You're the one grabbing his
work at this
You're
station.
You're the one grabbing his feet.
This
and,
is a job.
Sucking the cake out of his feet.
This is a
You're
job.
You're the one who just is all
I
over
Dan. I expect to get fucking
because
paid for it, motherfucker.
You love him.
Eat my asshole, you fucking queer.
Oh, God, you're a dreadful human being.
I'm disgusted.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'm about ready to say I'm out of here.
Well,
I will say this.
That,
I will say
you know what?
I think he's got his opening 2 minutes.
Okay. For the people that never have heard this show before, we do something where we like to interact with the fans, and the best way to do that is through our $10 shout-out. I think it's time for a $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out.
Well, today we have no shout-outs. So that was... But before we wrap up the $10 shout-out, last week we had Rucka Rucka Ali.
I don't like him.
Why?
Oh, come on, man. That's that. You don't sound like a real nutter.
Yeah, he
right
came
now.
Up. He came up with a fucking song saying that I'm gay.
His song was catchy, whatever it was about. And you're not acting like one of Rucka's knuckles right
you
now.
You know, I didn't even really hear the words to that song.
I was just concentrating on the dope beat.
It's something that you feel like dance. I could see myself in a club taking my shirt off and really getting into this song. You know what? Let's play it right now, if we could. This is Rucka Rucka Ali's song that Perry's talking about. Hit it.
What's up? This Rucka Rucka Ali. Y'all know Perry Caravello from Windy City Heat? Oh, he a big star now?
Ah, I got a movie. I don't got to talk to none of y'all little people.
Fuck that shit, bitch. Perry Caravello is a bitch-made fag. He couldn't suck his fucking way out of a dick-shaped bag. You just a stupid motherfucker, and you fatter than shit. I leave you bruised and contused, all battered and spit. Yeah, I seen you on the TV at 2 a.m. I'm balls deep in your bitch with a can of Spam. Lactose intolerant, my fucking ass. More like talent intolerant.
He needs to be tied up.
She's listen. Your bitch, she's my bitch, she's everybody's
you like
bitch.
It, Jim
she's
Asher.
Your bitch, she's my bitch, she's everybody's bitch.
Look, he's talking about
bitch,
you.
Everybody's bitch. Perry Caravello likes sucking fucking dicks. I heard you got a job offer in Detroit City at 96.3 WNIG. You said fuck that shit, cause you in the big three. Now you getting blasted by my niggas and me. When I see you on my block, you get shot in the cock. I run your chain and your cash and your pipe and your rocks. And I don't even give a fuck if you sue me or not, cause you know you're gonna lose. I got more juice than you got.
She's talking about Stairmaster.
And he wants me to sue him.
Like sucking fucking dicks.
What the fuck is this shit? No one does that. So I'm gonna fucking sue you, motherfucker.
I like this dog, Perry. It's a good dog. You paid me.
Perry, please be a professional.
He's your bitch. He's my bitch. He's everybody's bitch. She's your bitch. He's my bitch. He's everybody's bitch. She's your bitch. He's my bitch. He's everybody's bitch. Perry Caravello likes sucking fucking dicks. He's your bitch. He's my bitch. He's everybody's bitch.
I'll sue the fuck out of him.
Why?
Cause he asked for it.
Perry Caravello likes sucking fucking dicks. He's your bitch.
You gotta admit, you like
the
song.
She's your bitch. She's my bitch. She's everybody's bitch.
All right. Explain why you're up. Explain why you're upset.
Okay.
Well, start with this. Start with this. What did you like about the song?
Good point. Let's go around.
It is funny.
It's funny as
hell.
It
is funny.
And it's true.
Well, here's the
it's
great
true? Thing. It's true? It's true? It's fucking
why
true?
Why are you saying it's true?
Come over here, motherfucker, so I can put my fist on your throat.
Why would he want to come over so you can hit him? That's not very bright on his part. Don't do that.
It's not
I'm
true.
Not
I'm not gay. You know I'm not gay.
No, not that
you
part.
Know I'm not a fag.
Part.
You know I don't suck dick.
Nobody said you did.
Oh, what's the song say?
It's a parody. He's making a joke.
I wasn't even really listening to the words. I was just feeling the dope beat.
The dope beat.
I'll tell you this.
But that was true. You got to admit that. That was
it
true.
It was true to the core. I said preach at one point. Yeah, Perry, what is wrong with somebody making a parody song? I thought it was great.
Yeah, he can make... Look, I thought Fall Out Boy's parody song was a way better parody song.
What parody song did they do?
The song about Windy City Heat.
I don't think that was about Windy City Heat. They took a line that we took from another movie,
okay,
and they put it into a song title.
Okay.
What was the name of that song? Do you know?
Why is the Red Bat even here?
Maybe that was it. Anyway, Perry, I don't understand why you could possibly be mad.
I'm just very upset.
Okay, well, you seem like
you're... But you know what? Let's go to Perry's Corner.
No, we're not going to Perry's Corner yet. We haven't even put the bow
there's
on
no,
the
there's
$10
no
shout-out.
All right, well, I still am broke.
You know what? Well, we got free food.
I'm not hungry.
Well, okay, we got all this free Thai food from
people. I'm not hungry either. What'd we get?
Well, we got stuff from our favorite Thai restaurant, What the Hucks.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that nice?
What is this? They gave us all this free food, Perry. They gave us rice.
Are they our sponsor?
Not yet, but we're trying to get them to be our sponsor. Look at this. Pad Thai. Two things of pad Thai.
That's cool.
What's in there?
This looks like it's chicken satay.
Oh, see, now that's good stuff.
Sure.
We got a meal, Perry. Why
Beautiful.
Do you got to fucking argue every single thing?
Well,
let me ask you. Do you guys think that song was catchy?
I thought it was great. What are you about you?
Of course it's catchy.
Scaremaster, in all honesty, try to sing any part of that song if you can remember any part of it. Just top of your head. He's your
bitch, he's my bitch, he's everybody's bitch.
And then keep going as much as you can remember.
I'm not going to do that.
Can I help you? Perry Caravello likes sucking fucking dicks. He's your bitch. He's my bitch.
Okay,
that's
why I won't sing it.
I'm just saying we might have a hit on our hands for like a music
video.
Well,
you know what?
That would be a great music.
I've got a child. I've got family. And I got to have that song out there. Fuck you and fuck him. Because it will go to court if he has to
have some chicken from What the Hucks.
If it's going to stay out there, okay?
No such thing as bad publicity.
This is good.
Yeah, this is good.
I would like real quick to give a quick shout out here. Let's give it for What the Hucks. If you're in the West Hollywood area and you like Thai food, call 323-654-7952. That's 323-654-7952 for the best Thai food in all the West Hollywood area. Near our secret location.
Wow, that's really, really good.
You want some pad Thai? Put it over there.
Okay. You know, I think Thai food pretty much came in and kicked Chinese food out.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, I'll have one. Hey, you know what? Let's wrap this up. And that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
You know, Perry, here's my problem, and I don't mean to start shit, but you blame me for you having no money all the time. I'm not blaming you for me. Perry,
the only reason why I blame you is because I worked so hard for so long and then I never got paid.
From who?
From you.
Okay, Perry, what do I make any money or do I spend money? How many times are we going to go through this same conversation with you?
Let's stop.
Okay. Well, you don't hear the phone calls that I get almost every day when I've asked him, hey, let's deal with your manager. Have him call me. I want you to hear this phone message that he left me the other day. If you would, play that, please.
That I left?
Don, it's Perry. The time is 4:03. Yesterday, the fucking attorney on my bank matter, he emails me online at 5:59 to change the court date to this coming, or not this coming Friday, next Friday,
the 23rd.
Next Friday, Thursday and Friday, the 22nd and the 23rd, I'm locked up in court. Also, Monday and Tuesday, the 26th and 27th, I have a job, so do not bother me on those 2 days. Thank you.
Okay, I want to break that down. First of all, you throw this bank matter at me. You know, I don't know what the fuck this legal mumble jumble is. In layman's terms, explain to me what bank matter means.
Well, you know that I'm going through a legal lawsuit with the banks because they foreclosed on all my money.
Did you know that, Mole?
Nope.
Does that have anything to do with you?
No.
Does that have anything to do with me?
No.
Okay, go on.
Next. That's all.
No, but what does the bank matter mean?
No, because I've been bitching and crying about my bank funds, and the bank matter means that the Comerica situation, that when they when my family lost their business, my cousins.
Okay,
lost their business.
Okay, enough. It's just bank legal mumble jumble that I don't understand, and you're just going to go through that.
Forget it.
But then you listen and you say, "Don't bother me." I bother you? I bother you?
Everybody bothers me. I've been fucking furious for way too fucking long.
Is it my fault? Is it Mole's fault?
Yeah.
How? How?
Presence. I'm here. I shouldn't even be here. I should have jumped a long fucking time ago.
What do you mean?
I'm tired of it.
What do you mean?
Life is a pain in the ass.
I got to agree with Scaremaster.
Life's a pain in the ass.
Life can be really tough, but you know what? It's nice that we have this island of solitude together to support one another. Can we get it in there?
Big three!
Yeah, I'm just very down and out right now.
Why are you so down, buddy?
No, excuse me.
Why do you take it out on us? Like, even in that message, what you said is this. You got to tell me that you're going to court. When have you ever heard of a court letting out after 4:30, 5 o'clock? Have you ever heard of that, Mole?
I don't go.
It's called night court. That's that type of court.
Okay, you're not going to night court. So
no.
You don't. That has nothing to do with our 6 o'clock start. You can easily be here. Easily. But you got to start shit. If you're 15 minutes late, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
But you always got to start out like an asshole.
And because I am! Oh!
And it's always about you needing money, and it's my fault. You know, here's what I suggest you can do.
What do you suggest me do?
All right.
Find sponsors? That's what I'm working on.
But you know what? Change your attitude, first of all.
My attitude sucks!
In that message, you said, I can't make it. You know what Mole and I do? We say we can make it.
Oh, it's the opposite.
And what we do with that is Perry. That's why we're in a position where we make money. You could go out and make money. Why don't you get a job? You know, right now would be a prime time. Why don't you take your smock out of mothballs? You know, right now there's a grocery store strike and you could be a scab.
I'm not going to be a scab.
Oh, you could.
I have a union card from the grocery stores. I can't do that.
You could easily be a scab.
I cannot
Why?
Do that.
Why? I'll bet you could. Because
right now I'm withdrawn from the Screen Actors Guild, UFCW, okay? I'm still a UFCW member.
You are?
Yes.
You still pay dues.
No.
You're not a member anymore.
I'm on, you know.
It's not a lifetime membership.
In a way, it is.
When you worked at the grocery store.
Yeah, it goes back to
the grocery store, but to the lucky manager, blowing the lucky manager thing.
That's another good bit of yours. Let's bring it back. Come on.
Blew the guy at Lucky's.
I didn't blow him, you know that.
The story.
Oh, my God. That was a good joke, too. How you guys doing? You guys have a nice day. I had a bad day. Wait. How did that joke go?
Started with, I woke up early. Mornings are for assholes. You know how some people wake up early? The crack of dawn. I woke up in Don's crack.
Why do you do that? That hurts my feelings.
Not Don's crack. Dawn's crack.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Dan Barney.
All right. Well, listen, let's move on. That joke's boring me to death. So what are you going to do? You're going to continue to blame us for not working? You could be a scab as a grocery store guy. And you know what? And I'll tell you this. There is a job opening that you could do that you have connections with.
Where?
ASM Plumbing and Porn.
What am I going to do for them?
Well, they hired a new spokesman that they actually paid to do a commercial for.
Well, why wouldn't they hire
As a matter
me?
Of fact, we have a couple pictures that we'll put up on the website of Terrifying Tim from the ASM Plumbing and Porn.
How's he doing?
I haven't seen him. But I know this. Right now, he's fighting over a contract with ASM Plumbing and Porn. You could hop right the fuck in there.
Yeah, they'd probably want me to do some gay what? I don't know, some gay porno, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, is that what it always is? You know, maybe we should talk about them right now. Because ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. Are you interrupting the fucking commercial?
Go ahead.
See, if I was a sponsor and you interrupted the commercial, Reed, I would be furious. Mole, you're a professional. What would a commercial person do? You've been on sets before where the commercial people are there.
They would have changed the channel.
Well, maybe you didn't quite understand what I said. But anyway, that's 440-731-9338. Hi, friends. It's your old pal from the cult film classic Windy City Heat. And the from the podcast that makes you glad that you're internet savvy, the Big Three Podcast. Well, I'm here once again to talk to you about an American company that has broken new business ground. See, these two brothers from Ohio, they took their very successful plumbing business, and then they combined it with their true love, hardcore man-on-man porn. And that's how they formed ASM Plumbing and Porn. I'm going to stop right here, Perry.
Okay, what's
now,
the matter?
Now, here's what I'm saying.
What's the matter?
You could step up right now and put yourself in good with these guys from ASM Plumbing and Porn.
I would be more than happy to.
Why don't you speak from your heart? You've heard about what they do. Why don't you talk about them a little bit as a spokesman? No. You want to speak from the heart, or do you want
speak
the old
from the
script?
Heart. I speak from the heart. Sir.
You know what it's all
Skirmisher.
About.
Skirmisher. It's the gay porn plumbing stuff.
It's gay, though.
Gay. From the
Terrifying Tim make for that commercial? That, by the way, again, we have pictures of the Terrifying Tim commercial shoot that we're going to put up on the website, so look at those. What did he make from that? Do you have any idea, Mole?
I don't know how much he made. He made a bunch of money, though. I know that, and it was U.S.
So what do you think? Here's a chance for you to step up. Take this from him.
All right.
You should be the spokesman for ASM Plumbing and Porn. They wanted you at first. They're into guys that look like Ben Franklin, and you are perfect. They had a whole marketing scheme as you flying a kite.
Yeah, and probably somebody trying to go up my ass. Am I right or no?
Really?
I don't know.
You think that's how it works?
I don't know. I don't know.
ASM, dude, come on.
ASM Plumbing and Porn. Let me have the...
Just do it
from your heart.
I don't... How do you speak from your heart when you don't have a fucking script in front of you?
Oh, so that's what you're all about. You have no
heart.
I need
the script.
Just improvise something.
You're working for...
ASM Plumbing and Porn. They're the number one... they're the number one plumbing company in all of Ohio.
There you go.
And the two brothers that got together back in the day started thinking to themselves, you know, we got to make a little bit more money here. So let's get into something that we like to do, and that's, you know, talk about man-on-man porn.
Hardcore.
Hardcore man-on-man porn.
What kinds, and what are the movies like?
I don't know what kind.
Give her a review.
Improvise.
Give me a movie or two or three.
Make it up.
I've never seen any.
Just make it up.
Give me three film names.
You give
chocolate chip. Cookies.
No, hey,
that's
hold
about
on.
A black guy nailing cookie caramello. Black name chocolate chip.
Okay, Mole.
Chocolate
he's
chip.
He's not going to get into doing a scene from a movie where they've got black guys taking care of his father, cookie caramello.
But that'd be a good name for him. Chocolate chip cookie. Like comma.
I don't know. What do you think? It's up to you.
Cookie
you
and
know,
milk.
If they talk about a guy named Cookie Caramello.
And they dunk the cookie in man milk.
That's.
He falls off the ship and they throw ropes of semen to him.
Ugh. And it's in resemblance to my dad. That I don't go for at
all.
All
right, then do another one. If you don't go for that, do another one.
How about the stock boy and the lucky manager?
How about one where there's a guy named Don and a guy named Mole that do each other?
I got a better idea.
Is this the fantasies
if that's what you're going to go with,
that's
how
the
about this one? How about you work at as an extra? You go into the extra casting agent's office. The guy's name is, give me a name, Mole. Give me a name.
Sandy Gallagher.
Okay.
Gallagher.
So you go into this office. There's Sandy Gallagher. What does Sandy say to him? Give me a line, Mole. Give me a line.
I don't want to have sex with you. Stop making me have sex with you.
All right. Who says that?
The Sandy Gallagher.
All right. Who's the other guy in the office with him? Who's Perry going to play?
Oh, my God.
Terry Flanagan.
Terry Flanagan.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Sandy Gallagher is the cast agent. Terry
Are
Flanagan.
Are we all playing right now? What's going on?
I don't know. All right, is that it? Are you done with it?
Oh, God, you guys
are you
hilarious.
Done trying to get your? Are you done trying to get some money?
Give me a fucking script, please.
I don't think so. It's not working. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, you did great there, Perry.
Yeah,
you
did lousy, of course. My day sucks today.
Why? What's going on, buddy? You woke up with a crack of damn Barney?
Don't even get me started.
Come on, what's going on? Let's get some material.
There's no material, that's why.
Well, why'd you say your day sucks?
That's because there's no fucking material.
Well, let's get some material about how bad your day is.
There's nothing going on. I mean, life is just fucking dead.
My arm hurts. I broke my neck. I hurt. You know what? My manager got me time on the show to do anything I want to talk about.
Wait a second. Let's talk about
with
my...
Perry. Go!
Want to talk about me, huh? All right. 60 seconds with the Scare Master here. That's called Perry's Corner.
No. Perry's Corner's later. This is 60 seconds with Perry.
This is where people find out how much your skateboards cost.
You left a big cliffhanger last week saying that this week you would tell them.
All right, we're going to go to my commercial then if we're going 60 seconds with Scary Perry. Go! All right, there's four models on the market now. There's soon to be five. That means tomorrow there'll be five boards on the market. I have two popsicle sticks, an 8-wide and a 9-wide, 33-long popsicle stick. I have two pool boards, soon to be three pool boards. I've got the old 1979 version.
Is that one?
Everything's $62.50.
What?
How much is the pool board?
Yeah, all the boards are all the
How
decks,
much is this?
All right, that was 60 seconds with Perry.
That's not 60
yes,
seconds.
Yes, it was.
Bullshit.
Okay, I bet it was.
No, it's also at www.scarypery.com.
No, you can't do it, Perry. You can't do it. Perry, stop. You had your 60 seconds. You wasted about 30 seconds at the beginning. Stop, Perry. Stop. You can't do it. You had 60 seconds.
60 seconds. By the way, the decks are $62.50.
Shut up! Is that the phone? Is that a call? If you would, send that call through, please.
Hello, all.
Hey, Mr. Adams.
How are things going in the top secret locale?
Pretty good. What's up with you?
I'll tell you what's up in the butt, Mr. Barnes. Do you gentlemen have any interest in performing on the hottest show on the fall television schedule this season?
Swamp People Season 2?
Well, he's talking about the X Factor.
Yes.
Which movie?
One and the same, the X Factor.
All right.
To tell the truth, I knew Simon when he was still a roustabout. Let's just say I introduced him to his first tight T-shirt. Yes, yes?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Very. Yes, yes.
There we are. Now, all right. What sort of talents would the big three be performing?
I don't know. What do you think?
A little comedy.
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah. Sure.
Since you are known as the Three Stooges of the new millennium, how's about a barbershop quartet?
Cool, what's that?
Barbershop.
Oh, Perry, let's do that one.
Oh, what, a barbershop quartet?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right, how's about this? How about the three of you give me a quick Sweet Adeline?
Okay, Sweet Adeline.
Sweet Adeline.
Sweet Adeline.
All right, my fault. Honest mistake. Can't fault a fella for trying. Now, how's about a joke?
Yeah, do it, funny man.
What game do cows love to play?
Moves in the chairs.
You've got it, Mole.
I would have gotten
Mr. Adams,
it.
Are you still addicted to the hard narcotics?
Yes, I am, and they're all mine. No sharesy. JQA out.
See you later, Mr. Adams.
No sharesy.
Oh, no. Did you guys catch that at the end?
JQA out.
No, before that.
No sharesy.
No, I asked him about the hard narcotics.
Yeah, he said no sharesy.
Do you understand what that means?
Yeah, it means that he's not going to share any of it with anybody.
Okay, take it a step further, brain dead boy.
Brain dead boy?
What do you think that means?
Means he's addicted.
Yeah.
He's not sharing it with anybody.
Okay, that means he's getting a fucking high. We need him. He's the guy helping us out with the Boston concert. He's the guy helping us out with Vegas. Oh, no.
Oh boy. Oh. What do we do?
Well, we got to go get his drugs. So, I mean, the only way to get it is to go over there and make him and give it to you. We got to do them. Would you do some heroin?
Are you out of your mind?
I've never been more in my mind.
You're already stoned, so there's no fucking way I'm going to do drugs.
I'm not stoned.
He's not stoned.
I've never been less
stoned.
Yeah,
right.
Why do you got to put everybody down?
I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just putting it where it belongs because it's all true.
What is true?
You're wasted.
You're wasted.
You can't look at anybody without those fucking sunglasses on.
Perry, who are you to constantly say that people are on drugs? You did that last week to somebody who's as pure as the day is long.
And just so you know, guy, just so you know, for the first time ever, drugs just took over automobile accidents as the number one killer of Americans.
The number one killer of all
drugs,
America.
Drugs just...
Are you drinking? You are
and now he's
what
drinking.
I made it.
What were you trying to accomplish?
I was trying to figure out a way to mix narcotics and alcohol, and I figured out a way
it's
to
the
do
NR.
It.
It's the NR. A bottle of NR, right?
So tell them what it is.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Tell them what NR is.
You tell them.
NR?
Mm-hmm.
The narcotics, oh, shit.
Just tell them, Perry.
What does the R stand for again?
We got to move on, Perry.
Okay, narcotics. Oh, Christ. Is it NR or NA?
You're the one that said
it. I know Narcotics Anonymous.
Well, that's not it.
All right, let's go.
All right, well, you know what? I think it's time. Here we are, just three guys sitting around at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's time once again for a little... Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy Talk. Ooh.
Yeah, time once again for Guy Talk. Now, last week, if you remember, Mole, Perry kind of dropped a big bomb on everybody by giving us a cliffhanger. That's right, because he said that he was in the process of juggling four girls around. And if I remember correctly, it was Terry in the South Bay.
Right.
Kiko in the Marina.
Right.
Aunt Carol and her niece
right
Heather
around,
from
right
West Hollywood.
The
yeah. But it seems like that letter a little earlier might have ended that relationship.
Well,
yeah.
Might have ended the deal with Heather. But Carol I'll still deal with as long as she's...
Good. Don't quit. That's what you're...
Carol's, you know, when Carol was young, she was fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, but not anymore, right?
Well, she's still gorgeous.
Well, you
But I mean,
you
when she
it.
Was young, like 18, 19, 20.
You didn't know her then.
No, I didn't, but I saw a photograph of her online.
Maybe that's really? Why you're drawn to her underage niece, Heather.
Her niece, Heather's not underage. How old is Heather?
17.
She's not 17.
I think she might be 16.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
Boom, boom, I don't know. Boom, 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 you don't care.
She's in her 20s, boom, 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 not in her 30s.
Well, go on. Come on. You last week you said, I'm going to talk about how I juggle these four women around. Please do
it. How do you do it? How do you do it? What's your secret to being able to juggle multiple
well,
beautiful
that's,
women?
Well, that's those four.
You Tell us what the top
you didn't
three.
Mention Denise.
What are the top three rules of Perry juggling four women?
Rules?
Like the top three things that help you make that happen. Because you're better
Number
at it
one is you don't announce it to each and every girl that you know.
Oh,
no,
so
you just
keep it under
classy.
Wraps.
You keep it under wraps.
Yeah, okay.
One,
you lie
two.
To them.
If you,
okay.
you don't really need to. Look,
them.
I don't like to lie to people.
But you deceive them. You deceive them.
You just don't talk about
right,
it. You don't
right,
bring it up.
Right.
You okay. know, like when
Deception.
One...
Deception.
What, like if one girl says, what are you doing tomorrow night? And
you
if
say,
you're,
no,
if
you
you're...
You
if
don't
you're,
say you're going out with that other girl. You say something else.
Right. You know, like you're going to work or
I'm
something.
I'm going to do something else. But you go out with some other girl. Okay. What's
okay.
the second most important rule?
Second most important rule? Jeez.
That's what was said.
I'm not used to rules. I normally just
Yeah.
I normally do things as they flow.
Tips. Oh, so go with the flow. Loosey-goosey.
Yeah, I'm very
write your rules as you go along.
Right.
Play fast and loose.
I'm very
What's the third most important rule?
Be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Be safe than sorry.
Use your condoms.
Be safe.
Oh,
then
you know what?
Sorry.
That's interesting. Do you use condoms all the time?
All the time.
Have you ever not used a condom?
Randy Callahan.
Did you use a condom with Randy Callahan?
You didn't use a condom.
He sucked my dick.
Right.
Yeah, well, you should use a condom when you're getting somebody to suck
that was,
your dick.
Yeah, that was a long
Did
time
you use
ago.
A condom there?
No.
So the only time you've ever had sex without a condom was with Randy?
No.
Well, then you just lied to us.
That's not a lie!
Or did you
Stop
just say,
saying
you
lies!
You just said you'd always use the condom.
Well, no.
Then I
no,
asked
I will
if
not,
Randy
I will
Callahan
now,
was the only guy, and
I will
you said yes. And
Randy
then
Callahan
said no.
is the only
then,
guy.
Well, that's the
yeah,
confusing
if you let
part.
A guy blow you now, you'd make sure to wear a condom,
There's
right?
Not,
that he learned.
There is
but
no
you,
guys!
I know, but if a guy was going
there
to...
There is no guys!
But if...
No,
if it was gonna happen,
no,
you
happen.
Would definitely wear a condom.
There's never, ever again
I
gonna
know,
be a guy that's
I
gonna
know,
suck
I
my
know.
Dick, you I fucking know. Homo.
Never say
Stop
never.
Stop bringing it up. Oh, I will say never. Okay. I will say never
Let
because it'll never happen again.
Let me ask you this. 21 years ago, did you ever think that you'd have some guy's dick in your hand while he was blowing you? No. So you can never say never.
No,
never
and I never expected the fact of getting in trouble like that ever
Absolutely.
Happening like that either.
You could have lost
you almost
the job
got thrown
as an
off
extra.
Of that extra job.
Right. You don't want that. That's a permanent scratch on your record. You don't want that. Anyway, the point is, you do use condoms all the time.
I do now.
Now.
I mean, now I wasn't totally
Wait a minute,
into
hold
condoms.
Everything. There's another time, not only the Randy Callahan thing, but when you had a baby. Your wife. You had to squirt the fucking love juice in there.
Well, yeah, because we, look, back in the late 80s, I wasn't always using condoms. I would pull. But when her and I were having sex that one night, actually day and night.
It was a day and nighter?
Yeah, it was a day and nighter. And I knew her menstrual cycle, and I squirted in her. Because I knew that I was being thrown out of my mom and my aunt's place right after my Uncle Jimmy passed away. And I knew that my dad didn't even want me at his apartment, and I had nowhere to go.
You know what? Can I tell you this? I like to
so
send it.
I
well,
kind
hold on,
of
Perry, before
she
you
was
finish.
The only place to go, so that's why I
you loaded,
I got yeah, I got
you
her
got
pregnant.
Her pregnant purposely?
Yeah.
So you deceived her.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you
and
did.
And it was wrong thing to do, but you know, I have a daughter out of that, and I love my daughter to pieces, and I'm glad, and I'm very happy that I have a child.
And you know what? What would be great, too,
this is, little... I would love to have my daughter come to California again sometime.
Have her on the
here.
Show? That's
oh,
a
she'd
great
be great
idea.
On the show.
She really would be.
You is she like, dating right now?
I don't know what the fuck she's doing. I know she's in the Air Force. That's all I know.
You know what would be great, though? We should cut this up. So we can one day give this to her, and she can hear from her father that very special night when she was conceived.
Well, you know, it was special. I was in a bad situation back then. But you know, when I found out that my girlfriend at the time became my wife, you know, was pregnant, I was very happy.
Can you paint the word picture for us of what happened that night? You were just kicked out of your house?
No, I wasn't kicked out. I was
Okay, so take us back there and tell us what happened, Scaremaster.
This is good. This is really good. Yeah, that's okay. A great idea.
Well, my ex-wife's name is Dolly, and Dolly and I were together, and I was in a bad state at the time, and it was kind of like, where do I go? And I knew Dolly was a legal secretary, and she was kind of hinting
rent. Could pay rent,
pay rent, and a lot more. And she was kind of hinting on us moving in with each other. So I kind of added a little gift for us to move in together a little quicker.
What do you mean?
Getting her pregnant.
Oh,
that
on
gift.
Purpose without her knowing.
Well, of course she knew about it. But, you know, as we were having sex together, when I had my orgasm happen, it was like, oops, I think something's very serious is going to happen.
Did you tell her that right then?
Yeah.
Did you tell her that because you felt that special little magic that they sometimes say that when it's going to happen, you feel it and you know this was it? Did you feel that?
I kind of did. Yeah.
Mm, when you started thinking, boy, that money I'm going to get from her.
No, it's not that I, no, not the, it wasn't no the money about, you know, it wasn't
the
about
rent.
The rent. It wasn't about the money food. And stuff.
It's easy street for Caramello.
Caravello. Why do you say Caramello? It's not with an M, you moron. It's with a V, like vicious.
Well, you call me Don a lot.
Because anyway. That's your name, all Don. Right. Durr. Anyhow, so, yeah, it was just,
You deceived her. For rule one, you deceived her.
I deceived her, and,
rule
now
two,
we have...
you played it fast and loose.
Yep.
Rule three. What was rule three? Does everybody remember?
No, I don't.
I played it, I just let the flow happen.
You let the, go with the flow. Go with the flow.
And that was today's Guy Talk.
Oh yeah, it's Guy Talk. Ooh.
Well, we're running a little late.
Can I bring up Perry's Corner?
Not yet.
Because
we have an order. We're gonna do something, maybe the best bit that we have here, because I think you just almost lost the audience with that fucking drawn out story that you said three times. Each time longer and longer. You fucked her. You used her. You wanted to have a place to live. Bingo. You purposely got her pregnant. All you right. deceived her. All right. So now what we're going to do is we're going to do something that people claim the best thing that we do on this frickin' show. Maybe the best thing on airwaves today. It's time once again for Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Before we get into the rules of mole play, Mole has to say something
no,
legally.
No, I don't have to say that anymore.
Why?
That lawsuit went away.
What
There's
happened?
Three kids. Three kids.
I can't hear you. What'd you
kids
say? Die. The kids what?
I think they shut off the kids' life support systems.
What's this?
Nothing, dude.
All right, anyway, so Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show, and this is where Mole will set up a scenario, he'll then set the cast, and then he'll direct the scene. Well, Mole, it's time once again. What are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
We are going way back in time to the night where Scary Perry, the king of Fright Night comedy, inseminates his beautiful bride-to-be, secretly, Dolly.
Can I be Perry?
You be Perry, and Perry, you be Dolly.
Hold on. Now, let me ask you this.
Why?
Just for factual. Were you known as the king of Friday night comedy back then?
No, but that's when, that was around the time when I backed away from doing stand-up because of,
because you were looking for a place or someone to latch on to
right
get
after,
a free ride.
No, I was doing open mic, and I was at Igby's. I took Dolly with me to Igby's.
Oh,
and
God.
Judy,
let's just do
and mole play.
Hey, Dolly. Dolly.
What?
Look at this. Look at this. You know what I'm doing?
Yeah, you're jerking off all over yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to come yet. You know what that's for?
It's not for me. That's
yes,
for sure.
It is. You know
Scare Master mounts, Dolly.
Yeah, right.
I've been thinking a lot about the two of us lately. I've been thinking that I'm not going to get a job. Nobody's going to hire me anywhere except for my cousins, and they fucking won't even like
no,
me.
No, that wasn't how it worked.
So what I'd like
I didn't
to
work
do,
for my family at the time.
I'm
go with it, dude.
I'm tired of this grocery store business. I can't
that
take it.
That was true.
I gotta get away from it. So I was thinking, you're making a lot of money, and I leave my load inside you. It's easy.
That wasn't.
For
that wasn't. That wasn't.
The king of Friday
wrong,
night comedy.
Wrong. 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 Wrong.
Mole,
see, we
Mole,
were talking about moving in together
just,
anyway.
Just banger.
But the
just
point
bang
is,
bang the bejesus out of me, Scaremaster.
Bang the bejesus out of me.
Keeps, come here, Dolly. Come here, Dolly.
Dolly, get come together. Here. Get together.
Come on over here.
No.
Come on. Sit right over here, Dolly.
No.
Dolly, come on over here.
You hurt me.
Dolly, come on over here. Get right here.
Wow.
Have shaved your giny hair again. It looks good, Dolly. Sit down. Sit down right by me. Just sit the fuck down.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Dolly, how are you?
Now that we get it.
Your tits look nice.
Get your fucking hands off of me.
Dolly's boobies.
Yeah.
Really feel nice.
You want to suck my pussy, you fucking homo?
Why don't you start by blowing me? Come on over here. Come here. This is yours. Dolly.
Slowly, Dolly.
A little slower, a little slower.
Jerking off.
A little slower.
Dolly.
Oh, that feels so good, Dolly. Dolly.
Just make the baby.
She was great at blowing me.
Okay.
She was great at blowing me.
Keep going.
You're the mother of your child, you're talking about?
Yes, she was a great blowjob.
What else did you guys used to do? Back door, right?
Gonna, no.
Yeah.
No, I never fucked her in the ass.
Really?
Oh,
tell us one. Tell us one weird thing that you did to Dolly.
Weird thing?
Yeah, sexually.
I don't know if it was weird.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mo-play!
Well, we've reached that moment that Perry's been trying to get to through the entire show. Good job, Mole, on the Mole Play. It was a perfect
thanks, Dan.
Thing. But I think that, once again, Perry fumbled the ball, so to speak. But
why?
Now we're going to do something that at one time was something special. Now people are protesting it, want it off the air. It's time, once again, for Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
They want Perry's Corner off the air?
Yes.
Why?
Because you never are prepared. You never have anything interesting
something.
To say. I'm just telling you why they
I'm
want
prepared.
It off the air. All right. Well, this will be the first time in 44 shows.
Wrong. It's about the 10th time. Well, I'm because I have a fan out there who's an old friend from skateboarding. His name is Dominic Skull.
Dominic Skull. You know that guy?
I've known him for years. Known him for years.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that guy.
There's no reason to start a fight with me. Big deal. You know,
I've known
him for years.
Yeah, I've known him for a long time. Well, he wants me to talk about when Nick and I first met.
He wants to?
Yeah.
Is this his corner?
It's my corner, but I'm going to bring it up. Okay? He asked me to bring it up online. Is that a problem?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about when Nick and I first met.
Who's Nick?
It's his
Nick Shadursky, my business manager.
He's your business manager,
business manager,
and Hank Greenberg's your agent.
Hank Greenberg's the agent.
You've got a whole team there.
I finally got a whole team
and
there.
And you blame me for you not making money.
Well, yeah.
Interesting.
I know, because...
Yeah. All right, go on.
Okay, well, back in the early days of... Well, back in the early... Blah. Back in early spring of 1979, when a lot of you weren't even around yet, I was still skateboarding to become pro... I was with my friend Jay Vonish and my mom.
Pro skateboarder.
Yeah, and we were out at the Big O Skate Park in the city of Orange.
You know what he did there? There was deception with himself. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, deception with myself. Because
Phony Hawk.
No, Tony Hawk wasn't even born yet.
I said Phony Hawk.
Yeah, all right. Well, I was skateboarding the Clover Bowl. And the keyhole were my two favorites over at the Big O Skate Park.
The keyhole and the glory hole.
Yeah, the glory hole. All
you
right.
did it in the glory hole?
Well, those three girls wanted me to go into their glory hole.
What three girls?
Well, there were three young ladies, you know, teenage girls back then. I was 15. They were about, I don't know, 13, 14, 15, or maybe 16, 18, and 15. I don't know. But there were these three chicks that were checking out the way I was doing layback grinds and shit. And all of a sudden, these two guys came over and they wanted to start. They were starting to pick a fight with me, and then all of a sudden, this big hulky dude, Nick Shadursky, aka the Hulk, is what I used to call him at the park. He comes over and it was like, you guys better get your hands off of him and get the F away, or I'm going to be putting you and sending you home in a body bag.
Whoa, just like John
Wayne. He's like a hero.
Yeah, he was like a big hero.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that was when you met him over at Jimmy Kimmel Live, and I told him that I knew that guy, and you looked at me and you go, "No, you don't." And I says, "Yes, I do." And
always good conversation, even away from here.
Yeah, it was shocking to know that he knew the guys over at Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, go on.
Well, you know, and it's an honor to get back together with some of my old school friends and stuff again after 30 plus years, and it's just very, very.
Jesus. What are you doing? Are you done?
Can I talk about a little skateboarding?
What for?
You're just dead, dude.
And it's putting everyone to sleep.
Well, you know, I didn't get my dick sucked by one of those three girls. My mom was there yelling at all of us, and they kind of slowed down the fight.
Why would that slow down the fight?
Well, you know how mothers are when they yell at...
Oh, so your mother was watching you get your ass kicked?
No, I wasn't getting my ass kicked. I would have beat the shit out of those two punks, but Nick was there to help out.
All right.
So your mom and Nick are like a crime-fighting team that protect you.
Which one's Batman, which one's Robin? Your mom or Nick?
Mom would be back then, my God. I would consider my mom being the Catwoman. And Nick was most definitely the Incredible Hulk.
Okay,
even when I was 15 years old.
All right, are you done?
Myself? What would I have considered myself back then? I think Spider-Man, because I was quiet, but I was deadly.
Yeah.
I was very deadly.
Okay, are you done?
Yeah, okay, I'm done.
All right, that was another Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
Well, can I do my commercial again?
No, you can't. You blew it before. I will let you give out your Facebook address.
Facebook.com/ Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, F for the middle initial as in Frank.
Caramello.
Last name, Caravello, C-A-R-A-V as in Victor,
I think that's
E-double-L-O.
K. I think that starts with a K.
C-A-R-A-V
Are
as in
sure?
Victor,
you should
E-double-L-O.
Check your license before you put that
now,
on.
Now, if you want to go to my site.
No, we don't want to. It's
www.
God, shut up!
Don Barris, shut up! Oh!
You guys still got it.
All right, look up Don Barris on Facebook, Walter Molinansky, Simply Don 1 on Twitter. What's your Twitter, Perry?
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
Well, it's time to say goodbye. And, hey, let's also give Tim Perpetic on Facebook.
Are we
done already?
Why
the fuck do you give him a fucking
Because he's
hand.
An American hero.
He's not a hero. He's a bum, okay?
If it wasn't for him, we'd all be speaking
yeah,
German.
Yeah, right.
Dudes.
Look, there was already a fucking worldwide
web.
Excuse me. There was already a worldwide APB out on those scumbags in the Middle East.
And they didn't do anything until he put the money up.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Anyway, well, this is it. You know, listen to us. Check me out at the Comedy Store every night. Anything
Carol,
you
want. I'm coming home for you, baby. I can't wait to get back from Florida.
Wow, that's nice. You want to say anything?
Yeah, wow. I can't wait for you to get back from Floyd, baby. We'll be waiting for you.
Hey, Eddie, I hope you're listening, and we want to meet you. Put it in there, guys. Here we go.
Big three!
I never knew the Perry guy was white playing a movie. That was hilarious. See, that should be open stuff.
What's that?
That should be your opening stuff.
Sweet sister, where's the been down? In rock and roll, translation. I think I must be dreaming of baby.
Yeah.
I feel vibrations. Sweet sensation. I can't even speak anymore. I'm so fucked up.
Yeah,
STTPN, Simply Done.